You. Are you a human? You are, right? Wow. I can't even remember the last time I saw a human. I thought all of you left this area. What are you doing on this mountain path? Hey! What are you getting all scared for? I just asked a question. Oh, wait, I still have my mask on. Let me take it off. I forgot that human children don't like them. I mean, you are a human child, aren't you? You look too small to be an adult. But humans age so differently from us, Tengu. It's hard to tell. Anyway, don't try to run. I just want to talk. See? My mask is off, and my face isn't too different from yours. Right? And my wings are very soft. Here, you can feel them. Not scary at all. Right? Good, good. Now, let's try that again. My name is Sbessa. I'm a Tengu that lives on this mountain. What's your name? Well, that's a pretty name for a pretty little human like yourself. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna remember it for sure. Meeting a human is such a special occasion after all. So, what are you doing on this mountain? All the human settlements have cleared out ages ago. There shouldn't be anyone left. A pilgrimage? What's that? You mean you're traveling to the top of the mountain? That's amazing! People used to do that all the time. They came from all over the country just to see that funny red building they put at the summit. It must be tough for humans, having to walk everywhere. It would be so much easier if you could fly, like us. But you're doing all that by yourself? That's so impressive! You're not alone? You mean you were separated from your pack of humans? So right now, there are other humans on the mountain. He had no idea. Oh, nothing. Just thinking out loud. Anyway, how did you get separated? Ah, you lost your footing. That was also pretty common. Plenty of humans underestimated the climb, and... Well, the important thing is that you're okay. You just have a couple of cuts and bruises, but you can still walk, right? Oh, I guess you can't walk with that sprain. What can we do? I don't know anything about treating wounds the human way. I know that if someone injures their leg, they usually tie two branches around it or something, but you still need to put pressure on it as you walk. That sounds pretty painful. That's not a good idea. I can't carry you while I fly around. No! You're not too heavy. I can assure you, I've lifted heavier things. No, the problem is, well, it wouldn't be very comfortable for you. Hey, don't make those tanuki eyes at me. I won't change my mind. I mean it. Instead, I think the best thing to do would be healing you with magic. I know you must be scared, so it's entirely up to you. I promise you, the magic won't hurt. In fact, it'll help you relax your whole body. Do you want to try it? That's great. You're a brave little human, aren't you? Okay, let's get started. You have a lot of wounds, besides the sprain, so I better do everything I can. Stick your tongue out. I'm going to pour out a couple drops from this flask. It's strong medicine that will help with the pain, but it doesn't taste bitter, I promise. Open up. It's actually kind of sweet, right? I'm happy you liked it. Now, lay down. Here, against this tree. I'll give you a massage with this herb ointment to help keep your cuts from getting infected. Normally, it would sting a little, but thanks to that medicine, it should just feel cool and relaxing. Are you ready? All right. See? Doesn't hurt at all, does it? I'm pretty good at this, huh? Okay, now the other side. A little more over here. Just a little bit longer. And we're finished. Okay, that should be enough. How do you feel? I knew you would enjoy it, but the wounds still need time to heal. By the time you wake up, you'll be good as new.
Watch over you while you rest.
enjoy your nap. You've been a great help, so I'll make sure to keep you safe, no matter what happens. That's a promise. For now, just close your eyes and drift. You're finally up. You've been asleep for just over a day. I'm glad I only gave you 3 drops of toxin. Any more, and you might have never woken up. Yeah, that pain relief medication I gave you before I started treating you. Technically, it's a toxin we dip our arrows into to help bring down certain prey, but it has been proven to be an effective and safe medicine in small doses. The drowsiness is the only side effect. Once you fell asleep, I brought you home. Yes, it's my village, deep within the mountain. It's usually pretty dull, but thanks to you, everyone is in a festive mood for the first time in decades. Yes, it's all thanks to you. You gave us all a reason to celebrate. You let us know that there was a group of humans somewhere in the mountain. We wouldn't have been able to find them if you hadn't said anything. That really was lucky. Tracking them down was so much fun. Humans really are the best. Trying so hard to run away with their weak little legs, as if they can compare to our wings. They always make the hunt so interesting. But I guess they're too fun for their own good. Then after we found them all, we... Wait, why are you crying? You don't have to worry. I was able to keep my promise. I talked with the village chief. They're grateful for what you did, so they guaranteed you'd be safe here. I don't know what will happen if you venture outside of the village unsupervised, though. It's not like Tengu are the only carnivores on this mountain. Just stay here, and you'll be safe. Got it? So, you can stop crying now. You just won't stop, huh? Well, in that case, I'll leave you alone until you calm down. This is your room, so you can get as comfortable as you want. But a word of advice? You're crying. It will remind my people of the hunt. So you might not want to do it for too long. But that's up to you. I'll see you later. Tomorrow, we can play around on the mountainside to take your mind off of things. Look forward to it. Okay, good night.